Molly Horgan, a 0-0 draw with Derry City. Is that a point gained or two dropped?
Look, you'd have to take it as a point gained, and you know, and the way we were going. Look, we probably had we had the better chances without doubt. We'd one that we felt was over the line, that the linesmen reckoned the whole of the ball hadn't gone over. We'd three other one-on-one chances that Peter Cherry made some very good saves with. However, they had the majority of the possession, and they caused us a lot of bother in the first half with the two wide players coming inside and in-swinging balls that we struggled to deal with. Look, you know, when you're down, decisions don't go your way, but you can't blame that today. You know, we need points, not just a point, but we'll gladly take it. You know, on Monday night we felt we had a chance of going to win a game, and we got nothing out of it. So at least today, while we did go and try and win it, we got a point.
You mentioned the effort cleared off the line. It was Stephen Follin's header. Did it look into you first glance?
From the halfway line, everything looks in. Now, to be fair to the linesman, he's one of the better ones, and I asked him politely, and he answered me politely, and he felt the whole of the ball wasn't over the line. I felt by the body language of both sets of players that it was over the line. Our lads celebrated, one or two of their defenders, one of them put their hand on his head, you know, so it looked like it was over the line. But look, they're the fine margins that keep you in the division or not, to put it that way to you. But we've got a point, we've kept a clean sheet, and it's a long, long while in the league since we've kept a clean sheet, and we'll take that and move on to Shelburne on Saturday.
There were other chances. Big Alexander Cogler had two very good chances. Mark Russell, 10 minutes to go, went through after a nice play from Tony McNamee. Probably should have taken at least one of those.
Yeah, but you got to give credit to Peter Cherry. You know, that's what he's there for, and he came up trumps for them today, to his credit. At the other end is that, you know, we I think it was Jack Malone, I think, that charged down a ball that Mark Anthony hit into him. You know, when things go very bad, that would have dropped over the line and gone in. Thankfully, it went up in the air and Mark got back to recover. At least it didn't go that way. But look, it wasn't a great game. We weren't great, Derry weren't great, and we ended up with a point apiece, you know.
Yeah, probably a lot better defensively there tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to know. I mean, we weren't hugely, you know, poor defensively on Monday night either, except when we were down to 10 and 9 players. But we kept our 11 players on the pitch tonight, and credit to the referee. This is a derby game, like, you know. Was there two bookings in the whole game, as opposed to 12 on Monday night in another derby game? Huge credit to him today, and we, you know, while we complain about them, we're also complimenting them, and let's be fair about it when he does well. And I must say, in a derby game, against anyone tells me there's only two bookings, it's a credit to the referee. But anyone tells me there's 12 on Monday night, which is 10 to us and 2 to Sligo, no, I don't buy that, like, no.
Yeah, and you'll move on quickly now to another big game against Shelburne next week.
Yeah, and they were very unfortunate not to get into out of Dundalk up in Oriel Park, and any team that goes there and are disappointed not to win or get a draw are a handful. They've beaten us here with 10 men back 6 weeks ago, and, you know, Talca Park is a hard place to go to, but we have to try and get something out of it, because we're running out of games, and we have to try and get off the bottom of the table.
Yeah, we are off the bottom of the table here today with on goal difference, but it is, like, you know, it's victories are probably what the team needs.
Yeah, you know, well, look, if it's goal difference, it keeps us up at the end of October, or should I say get us into a playoff, because whoever ends up in a playoff is going to have their hands full, as we know. But it would be great if we could get there and see, could we take another cut off it. But look, we'll see what happens next weekend up in Talca Park.